This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
No way, Sherlock on the way, and yes, we will drink a toast with the shot of the day. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. We have Cliff on the line. He's playing for Team Not Sober. Cliff, you are on question number 5.
Yes, I am.
All right, here's your question. What does a pedometer count?
Pedometer?
Pedometer.
That sounds like something they put on the like the smart shoes, like you count your steps.
Ooh, you're not. You know what? Yeah. That's all it. Right. Ooh, down your steps. Very good. All right, Cliff. The game is Big Dummy. 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Ola.
Ola. Jay, are you sober? Or not sober.
Sober.
Sober. Jay, welcome to the show. All right, Jay, men's room polled. Pick one topic to avoid talking about with family over the holidays. Will it be politics, personal matters, religion, or money?
That'd be personal matters.
Personal matters. Now in the lead as far as our contestants on Big Dummy.
So let this be a lesson to everyone. Your family doesn't want to talk to you about their life. Leave them alone.
They don't want to talk to you about any of these topics. Right. You're just picking the one you hope they don't address.
All right, here's your question. In what state was the Transcontinental Railroad completed in 1869 with the hammering of the Golden Spike?
Utah.
Oh.
One and done.
Great discussion. Really appreciated the conversation and getting to know you. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
We have great news, Miles. Jake is back. Oh, welcome back to the show, Jake.
Hey. Hello?
We're here, man.
Hello, Jake.
Hey, I'm here, too.
Nice.
I don't know what happened, guys. Sorry, all of a sudden both our phones just lost it.
That's all right, Jake. You're on question number 9, playing for Team Not Sober. You were on an idiot roll, man, when we left you. That was what sucked. I mean, you couldn't have come up with dumber answers in your life. That's why we were hoping you'd stay on or
well, I have
call back.
Meeting now, so hopefully that'll work out.
Okay. We just want to make sure you were as just not in tune as we thought.
Let's see. We're on question 9, is it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street, they got their names from two policemen in what popular Christmas movie?
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Is that the kids movie, Home Alone?
No.
Home Alone.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Home Alone. I thought
one was a cop, one was a taxi driver.
Maybe. Sesame Street.
You think that Home Alone was before Sesame Street?
No, remember when they were playing the cop? The guy played the cop? I didn't know that's what you guys were talking about.
Right, but that would still mean that Home Alone would have existed before Sesame Street.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't catch the date.
Hey, man, you don't have to apologize to us. You are entertaining us. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You don't say sorry for a damn thing.
Jake, what do you do for a living?
Works at State Farm.
I'm a machinist.
You're a what?
I'm a machinist.
Okay. And I hope you make very basic things.
No, I make the rocket engines that go up into space.
Are you for real?
Oh, I'm dead serious.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
I'll bet you a finger on my non-dominant hand that you don't do anything remotely close to that. There's no goddamn way.
I work for the shout out to the company Aerojet Rocketdyne.
What are some of the? Are there any spacecraft we would be familiar with that you have done rockets for, or you just make?
Yeah, you know the one that just landed on Mars.
Yes.
Yeah, we made those engines.
Damn.
And the propulsion that takes those up into space.
All right, so let me ask you this. When something like that happens, right? So they launch this mofo. It takes 7 months to get there. And then I'm sure, as you well know, either things work out or things go catastrophically wrong. So when this thing lands and they show the people in mission control high-fiving, dapping, doing all this stuff, do you guys kind of celebrate as well, knowing that you contributed to something like this?
Yeah, we actually had a big old, our whole company was on standstill during that, and once it touched down, because there's like 1,000 steps that have to go right in order for that thing to touch down correctly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And since it did, we were all pretty excited.
Okay, that's cool, man. What was the angle that the pod or whatever, had to enter Mars atmosphere so it would not bounce off into space or burn up?
What was the angle?
The angle, the degree of the angle.
I don't know if he has to worry about
that. That's way above my pay grade. I just make parts, man.
Okay. Yeah. I hear it. Like my brother, right? He does the optics on things.
I believe it was 12%.
So, like the New Horizons for Pluto, he has something to do with the optics. The Hubble, the optics. If anything else goes wrong, he could not care less. Like, he wants them to fix it, but, like, same thing. Like, what are Angler doing? I don't know. Talk to Larry, because that's Larry's thing. Yeah, right. And if Larry knows, good for him.
All right, Jay, question number 11.
Question number 11. What does the online acronym SMH stand for?
Oh, there we go. Shaking my head, finally.
All right.
Attaboy, Jake. Jake.
There it is.
My God. Okay.
There it
I
is.
Never expected that answer for what do you do for a living.
I thought he was joking at first, too.
Which finger are you going to give up?
I don't know, man. I think my left pinky finger, but I don't know if it'll mess up my golf swing, so I got to really analyze this.
Oh, no more holes in one?
Yeah, I got to figure out a different way to if I had to find my...
You don't need that left pinky.
I don't think I do either, man. I'll interlock the other. Yeah, I'm
good. Yeah.
All right, game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hola. Alex, welcome to the show. Are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Well, I'm not 21 yet, so Team Sober.
All right,
that
Alex.
Means nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right, our men's room poll. Pick one topic to avoid talking about with family over the holidays. Will it be politics, personal matters, religion, or money?
Absolutely politics, because this world is divided way too much.
Okay.
That's a fair statement. By the way, one of the questions we asked, Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street got the names from two policemen in what movie? The movie is It's a Wonderful Life. You are correct, Ted. One of them was Ernie was a taxi driver. Bert was a cop.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What is the maximum number of times that you can fold a piece of paper in half?
Oh, wow. Oh, is it 16?
36.
Seven.
Oh.
Seven?
Try it. I tried this like 18 times. So Mike Hawk brought these questions
hold
in.
Hold on,
right?
Hold on.
And
hold
I read it, and I'm like, on. That can't be right. So I folded it in half.
Let me see one.
There's one.
All right. Okay. Here is
two. Folding it in half. Two. That is the key, right?
Two.
Two.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
Trying to
it's getting tougher.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Yeah. Damn. Go for seven.
Oh, seven.
Right. See?
Seven's going to be a mother. Yeah, I only got six.
I only got up to six, dude. Yeah. I couldn't even get to
well,
seven.
I think it depends on what size the paper is.
I think it depends on strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might.
Yeah, I do it seven all the time.
And I know everyone's going to try this now, but yeah, try. Because I try. I'm like, that can't be right. And I'm like, yeah, goddamn, okay.
Mike seems very pleased that we couldn't do that.
Can you do it seven times, Mike? I got to six. Miles got to six. At that point.
I cannot, because it's impossible. And the reason why it's on there is because I only report the facts. like the fact that you hate Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. That is not a fact there, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. What's your question? What fruit is more efficient at waking you up than caffeine?
Ooh.
So instead of a cup of coffee, maybe reach for this fruit in the morning and you get you'd be a little more awake.
Mango?
Banana.
Apples.
Oh, huh.
Oh.
I never would have guessed that.
I like apples. I feel like I'm more of a banana in the morning guy.
I'm a banana in the morning guy. What do you want?
Yeah. Hey.
What is the brightest man-made place that can be seen from space?
Is it, New York?
Las Vegas?
Las Vegas.
We all
Las Vegas.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
What's up there? International Space Station. Say hello to everybody in the audience and everybody in space. Jim Davis. Jim Davis is the guy that wrote what cartoon? Newspaper cartoon. They've since made movies, TV show.
I have no clue.
Garfield?
Garfield.
Garfield.
He has a TV show, which
he's done a great TV show Saturday morning.
This
I don't know what the
this is not that
is.
One. This is not that one. This is an updated one. I did not know it existed, but my kids, obviously, who seek this stuff out, they have found it. I hate it so much. I hate it so much, man. But they love it. So I try to keep my mouth kind of quiet, but it's like, God damn, this show sucks.
Dude, the old school Garfield cartoon that I used to watch as a
kid.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
They have a Christmas special that's awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
They go to the grandma's house and everything.
What killed the first owner of the Marlboro Company? What disease killed the first owner of the Marlboro Company?
Cancer?
Oh!
Lung cancer specifically.
No way. I wonder why.
I don't know, man. you could never really trace that back to the source.
You think that there would be a link or something that would let you know.
Man, as I've been told, because I smoke Marlboro Reds, and people are often to say, you know, it's a cowboy killer. I'm like, well, the good news is I'm not a cowboy, so it has no effect on me.
Yeah, but you did play one in Halloween one year, right?
I played one in jail overnight. Yes, yeah. No better time to get arrested and have a mugshot than when you're dressed like one of the village people with a drawn-on mustache. And then it should be noted that this particular police station was next to an area called the Block, and the Block is where all the strip clubs are. You have all the prostitutes. So
right by the police station.
When they don't know that you're getting out of jail, but you have a red handkerchief around your neck because you've forgotten, a cowboy hat, and a drawn-on mustache, when they let you out that morning, there's a lot of conversation coming your way.
What was the conversation when you went into jail?
That was a volatile conversation.
It was volatile.
Well, between me and the... Look, long story short,
I got... Was there somebody in there dressed as a Native American?
Yeah, but I got arrested for resisting arrest. So, as you might imagine, I had an issue with this, and I made that very, very clear, and we had many go-rounds and some conversations, et cetera, but the one thing was, as I'm screaming out of my jail cell, because they wouldn't even open it at one point, because the guy's like, look, I need to fingerprint you. I was like, mother effer, I didn't do anything. And he's like, I'll leave you in here all week. I said, I don't care, but if you open that cell door, I'm getting out of here. And you open that goddamn thing, I'm going to... Right, so I'm in that state of mind. But I'm yelling all night, all right? So at some point, someone in another cell who I can't see, I will not say exactly what they said, but they were implying that I should not to be so loud. I'll just say that, okay? So the next morning, they're going to let me out. And this jail cell opens, and the way they do it, when you get out, they handcuff you to another con, right? And you walk down to see the commissioner, and they determine if they're going to set bail, let you out, whatever. So the door opens, there's the security guard, and she is handcuffed to this massive brother, man, and he's glaring at me. So she's like, come on. So now she handcuffs me to him. There's nowhere to go. And he's like, did you that mother effing talking to us last night? I said, no, man, but I heard him. I want him to shut up, too.
He Jedi mind tricked him.
It was uncomfortable.
Did he work?
Yes.
Thank God.
Otherwise, he'd have beat me to death with my own hand.
Right?
I mean, once you're clipped together, I'm like, oh, look at this guy.
Silicone, the head chef's in the house. Ted's meat and potatoes puts you in a food coma. No S. Sherlock is coming up, and we've got your emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up. Ted's meat and potatoes puts you in a food coma. No S. Sherlock on the way. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
guys, can you wish my grandson Tucker a happy birthday? Born at 10:52 last night. I think he'd like a little kid fish sandwich and a can I grow up? Thanks, set from the Coopville Islander.
Fish sandwich.
Can I grow up?
I can't.
You can't what?
It was 10:52 last night.
Oh.
I mean, look, we got to start them early. We got to start them early on this. Look, man, the rules are the rules. Today is not the kid's birthday. Last night was. We understand the show was already over by the time the kid was born, and we're sorry. And congratulations, but we can't wish.
Can we do something here real quick? Can we just, if we could, run that rejoiner again? And we'll just, because most people don't know, we tape the show in advance, so this is a mistake. So we'll just correct this mistake. Can you just come? I'll come right back on the sponsor. Come back in town.
Bitches, you're listening to the Men's Room.
Head chef on the way. Ted's meat and potatoes will put you in a food coma, and no S. Sherlock as well. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
like butter. No one's going to even know this.
Hola, guys, can you wish my grandson Tucker a happy birthday? Born last night at 10:52. I think he'd like a little kid fish sandwich. Anna, can I grow up? Thanks, that from the Coopville Islander. Oh, we're so sorry.
Man, we'd love to. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Just can't do it.
Michola's my daughter turned 11. She is my world. Can she get a little kid fish sandwich, an uh-oh lookout, and an owl hitting the window? FYI, I seen Thrill at a Sounders game way back, and my friend made fun of me because I was being so giddy. Stay beautiful.
So giddy?
Mm-hmm.
I've never made anyone giddy.
Uh-oh, look out.
It's my birthday today. My name is Andy. How about some dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Uh-oh, where's the dirty Germans? Is that
Yeah, for your birthday, you will earn a new nickname. Handy Andy.
Yeah, since Handy Andy, you can come over here and play with my German lightsaber. It's a penis.
Patrolos, today is my 30th trip around the exploding ball of fire. All I ever wanted in life is to hear you guys say happy birthday to my crippled ass. So could I get a giant bong rip followed by Mickey and Goofy telling me to pass the blunt? Salutations, genital men. This is A.A. Ron in Kingston.
Not too much trouble. You're gonna have to go ahead and pass that bong over. It's for medical purposes. It helps to do my rabies.
I thought we were hitting a blunt. Now we're smoking out of bongs. You know, a lot of people tell you grape swishers are the way to go. But white owls are awesome too. Thank Outcast for letting us know.
Love that Outcast.
Thank you very much.
Want to wish my boyfriend Brian a happy 34th down here in New Orleans. He is a hardworking man down here on the Mississippi River. He would love a Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about pushing and pumping oil. Thanks, guys. And Wobbin, XOXO, that from Monica.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, we will be using much oil tonight for those tight places with much pumping and pulling.
Yeah, it's the pumping, it's the pulling. Just come over here and pump and pull on my... Derek. Derek? Aren't they oil derricks?
Oh, the things that bounce up and down? Are they
not derricks.
Yeah, either way, we make Mississippi mud pie with your butt.
Those things, what are they called? Oils?
Yeah, you must remember names. We cannot move on to two.
I keep saying derricks, but it's not derricks.
Yeah, Derek was last night.
Yeah,
we cannot move on until we know the name. Otherwise, he has no idea.
It is Derek. All right.
Yeah, Derek.
Yeah, grab my Derek.
Good morning, dinosaurs. I would love to give my twin sister, Erin, a birthday request. She's 36 today. Mine as well. She's the best sister to have around, and she works as a pipe fitter. So let the dirty Germans do with that as they may. What else? Yeah, that's all. Thanks for the laughs, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, there wouldn't be much pipe fitting. And just know, even if you don't think it fits, we can just wiggle it.
Yes, this backs us a pumping, this priming. So you're going to see how well this pipe does fit.
Yeah, I'll be pipe layer, you be pipe fitter.
Yes, you'll be like Ace Ventura, like a glove.
Yeah, butt glove.
Guys, happy 42nd to my hubby of 20 years. Eric, please give him an original fish sandwich. Your penis is too small, and you like that. Thanks, guys. That from Jamie.
Fish sandwich.
Hola, guys. Today's my 45th birthday. I would love some dirty Germans. Thanks, guys. And Wobbin, happy holidays to you and yours. That from Christina.
Yeah, 45. 4 plus 9 equals 9. Which we'll be screaming over and over tonight.
Yeah, this is a very famous person around who likes red hats with the number 45 on them. You can get on my red hat since you're 45.
Hola, guys, my wife is turning 51 years old today. She loves her show. She is an exceptional woman who is the love of my life and wife and is a fantastic hairdresser. Please wish her a happy birthday as the Dirty Germans at From Foo.
Yeah, I will not be your love of your life, but I will be the love of your night.
Yes, I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but you so are a saint. These hairdressers are crazy.
Hi, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Yes, might not believe this if you are on any kind of social media or anything like that, but every once in a while we do get some positive emails.
Come on.
Swear to God. Right. Here is nice email number one.
Oh, there's more than one.
Oh, yeah. Guys,
how many is there, Mike?
There are three, is amazing.
You must have saved these through the course of the year.
Actually, it's been about 3 months. Guys, I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I've been listening to your show for the last 3 months, listening in Chattanooga on Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station. Never have I had so many moments where I burst into laughter from all the shenanigans I hear from the men's room. It's so good, I once had to call up my soon-to-be ex-wife to get her to listen to y'all. She loved it. The only time I got triggered was when y'all dissed the remastered version of the original Star Wars. They are better. Anger is not the Jedi way, so I forgive you.
Rock on. That from Joshua.
Josh, listen, you sound like a nice guy, but I can't let you say that the remastered ones were better. What you say is a blatant falsehood. Mm-hmm. You're clearly just lying. There is no possible way they are better. Next, you can tell me Jar Jar Binks is cooler than Darth Vader. I won't hear it.
Okay.
I was just going to tell him, go Vols.
Here's nice email number two. Hola, Bacholas, I have to say, even as a woman, I enjoy listening to your show. What do you know, Robin?
We got lady folk listening.
Right. Even though sometimes you delve into the mind of a 12-year-old, I still think it's pretty entertaining. I myself have an inner 15-year-old boy named Todd. I didn't have a chance to email you back this time because I was driving, but I was going to offer an answer to the question, are all erections created equal? Turns out, they are not.
That is a matter for the Supreme Court to look at.
My husband is in the medical field, and he has explained to me that men's testosterone levels and are just naturally higher in the morning, therefore the morning would. Keep being hilarious and entertaining me on my way to and back from lunch. That from the lovely Patty.
Patty, I'm going to tell you right now, your husband, he knows some pillow talk.
Now, nice email number three.
You know, I have this big, thick erection. I have more testosterone naturally because it's morning time.
Does alcohol give you more testosterone? I feel like when I'm hungover, that morning time is...
it's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because I wasn't going to do a damn thing for you the night before.
And nice email number three. This one says...
Ted, we're back!
This one says, thanks for the great party. Ola Dinosaurs, just want to thank you guys for the great time and fantastic beer and sausage. On Friday night, my husband and I had a blast meeting you guys and other listeners. Also, thank you for being your genuine selves each day and putting on a great show. You do a lot of good for wounded veterans and their families through the Fisher House, and I'm grateful to be able to participate in the cause by drinking your delicious beers. Yet, you impact many more people with different kinds of wounds than you will probably ever know. There are plenty of us out there who have gone through or are going through some serious S, and we do rely on your show as an oasis of laughter for our lives so that we can make it another day through. Thank you for being my oasis of laughter during good and not so good times for the last 95 years. And Thrill, I hope you enjoyed the donut, or at least the novelty of it. I mowed down three of the other donuts from the box when I got home. Delicious way to soak up all the alcohol from the black. Warm wishes, bitches. That from the lovely Leah.
Leah, I did enjoy the donut, and she told me I could keep her Tupperware. And but under, this is nice Tupperware. This is not just
the plastic. Nice.
It has like that clip
on. Oh,
the
seal, sure.
Yeah, it's man. Okay.
I just thought it was funny that it fell out of your pocket. Of all the things I expected at that part to fall out of your pocket, a donut was not one of
surprise.
Them.
Surprise!
Like, thank you, all the sugar!
And thank you for all the people who did show up to the black party and were able to taste the beer for the first time and help us out with the Fisher House. We really appreciate it. All right, let's see who coming up. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. Stop. Seriously. Oh, too much. I thought you I told you they were warmed up really well, man.
I thought you, were making us that tater tot casserole thing.
You said you were going to make it for us.
I said, you know, I could think about making it.
All right.
And it's the thought that counts this time of the season.
It does.
Okay.
If you notice, those beverages I was having with you last night didn't leave a lot of time for tater tot prep.
Didn't leave a lot of time for much more than sleep.
Right.
I was in a food coma.
Todd, well, you know what? I'll be dead honest with you, too. I've been working with a trainer, and I have some things coming up, so I don't know if I could make that tot casserole and have
you
it in my
home. You got to hit that weight.
And maybe next Friday. All right.
Oh, damn.
I know. Bad scheduling.
Cutting weight.
So, right before Christmas. Speaking of which, we spend 9 full days in a food coma every year. I believe Mike kind of touched on this a couple weeks ago. But, the average American spends 213 hours in a year in a food coma. That's 9 entire days. Basically, if you eat a super heavy meal with lots of meats and carbs, it takes an average of an hour and 22 minutes before we feel sharp. I don't feel sharp. And ready to work again.
I don't know if that's entirely true.
What do you think those days are? I would have to think Thanksgiving is going to be one of those days.
Well, it's not just that, dude. They have a list here of, like, the most common foods that put you in the coma.
Oh.
All right. Okay.
I realize you hired a band and everything for this one.
Potato chips.
Really?
I think the deal is with this, is they're not saying eating some chips will put you in a coma. But I think a lot of people, I would never do this. But you open a bag of chips Saturday night, you're watching something, before you know it, you've eaten a damn bag of chips.
That's why I never buy a large bag of chips.
Yeah, right, sit with the grab bag?
Yeah, exactly. Cheetos are the same way, man. You can't stop eating Cheetos.
No, you're right.
Even once you the start, roof of your mouth is covered, your fingers are orange, you just keep doing it.
Yeah, you find yourself just licking the Cool Ranch off the chips.
Put the chips back in the bag.
Oh, for later. It's kind of like resaving a dip.
That's when you know it's Saturday night. Maybe you've already had a little fun. Like, I'm going to lick all the cool stuff out.
I don't need all the
chips. And then dip it in salsa. All right. Let's see. Another one is cheese.
Okay, I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, how often, you know, if you sit there and just hunker down on a block of cheese, you're going to be tired.
Hanker for a hunk of, slab a slice of chocolate, a hanker for a hunk of cheese. Does anyone remember that?
Oh, yeah. No.
All right, good. All right, so this must be our age. So there was, like, Schoolhouse Rock, right?
All right.
We had the Cavity Creeps. And then there, I don't know what this thing was. It was, like, this yellow thing that kind of wore, like, a cowboy hat or something. And he was espousing about the greatness of cheese. But his whole tagline was, a hanker for a hunk of, a slab a slice of chunk of, a hanker for a hunk of cheese.
Then they had this thing, like, brought to you by cheese.
Right.
You yourself.
So I would have never thought that.
Exactly.
Let's see. Another one on the list. They say tacos.
I tend to think tacos is more of a lighter option when I'm eating.
The problem, though, is as far as how I feel afterwards. People eat 100 freaking tacos.
I might get tacos tonight.
That's the issue. Because I'm with you, Miles. If I go out and get 3 fish tacos,
I feel pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. But if you're at home, you're eating 9.
Because it doesn't feel like if I'm at home, right, I'm loading them up with cheese, sour cream.
Yeah,
right. And all that stuff happens. Another one on the list, they say hot dogs. I say blasphemy.
Hot dogs?
Yeah. For whatever reason, if it's a sunny day and you're grilling hot dogs, I feel like I could eat it. Honestly, I feel like I could keep 5 or 6 of them.
But,
be fine.
But I never feel the thirst. You know what I mean? Like, hot dogs to me say
daytime
kind of activity. Or at least you're watching
you're
other
outside,
people do activity.
You know what
baseball?
I mean?
Come on.
Yeah. Just remember to bring 2 packs of hot dogs when you're at a cabin. All right. Next up on this list, fries.
I believe that.
Well, you're supposed to eat 6.
It's deep fried and delicious.
All right, then it gets into kind of stuff that makes more sense. Burritos.
Sure.
Mission-style burritos are massive. I used to eat burritos all the time for lunch, but then you do it. Just sits there like, ugh, I'm burrito full.
Oh, are you burrito full, bro?
You're looking burrito full today.
Oh, you're very burrito full.
They say mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
It is, but again, outside of like, do people eat mashed potatoes a lot just at dinner?
More than you would think.
I mean, all right.
I mean, look at it like this, right? So certainly around the holidays, people take the time to make mashed potatoes. But like last night, you know, it's an option that's there on the plate. You want fries,
right,
mashed potatoes,
right,
or blank.
If you go out, I get it. I'm just saying, like as a kid, we ate mashed potatoes a lot, but we just ate the instant ones out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
So
me too.
They're not bad.
Yeah, I guess if you have little kids, you might eat more.
They're not great either.
Mm-hmm. Next on the list, they say burgers. I think it depends on the size of the burger and where you're getting it from.
McDonald's, no. Five Guys, maybe.
Yeah.
Five Guys got a good burger.
That's part of the problem.
Yep.
And then the last one on the list for foods that put you in a food coma, they say pizza. I agree 100% with that.
I think that's probably number one on my list. As far as when I feel like, okay. But then I always go like, I can eat that one more slice. I'll just get the smaller slice. And then the box is on the counter. And then an hour or two goes by. And I'll come right back to the kitchen. And be like, I can have like 2 more bites of this one piece. And then when I wake up in the morning, you know, like I basically housed a whole pizza.
Yeah. And I've been known to seduce people with pizza. But the key. Yeah.
How so?
And you're hanging out. And then they come over. They might be ready to leave. And it's like, you know what? We could order a pizza.
That's a game changer.
And it's like, all right, we got to wait for the pizza. It's like, whoa, we got to fill these 45 minutes. I mean, you got to be a little smoother.
I see. Okay.
You can't just be like, hey, you want to hook up? Because we got to wait for the pizza. It honestly just worked out once for me, and the girl was like, I can't believe you seduced me with pizza.
What kind of pizza was it?
What does she sound like when she's like, I can't believe you seduced me with pizza?
This is the first time, so now you got to come up with the toppings. I mean, what did you guys compromise on? That's one thing about people.
Right.
Now they've been together all their lives or just met. I mean, you still got to figure out what you can both agree on with a pizza. What did you get? Do you remember?
Yeah, we got pepperoni and sausage because we weren't, like, dating. So I didn't have
just
to compromise.
Oh, you didn't? You just ordered what you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she liked it, too.
Oh, this is called booty call pizza, so I didn't ask you what you want.
Yeah, now let me dip my crust in that ranch.
Maybe you should have gotten sausage and onion so the smell would be the same.
So you never dated after that, huh?
No, shocking.
Dip my crust in your ranch, mama.
Oh, really? So it worked one time and one time only, and that was it? One shot deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I should stop telling that story. It doesn't sound that good, does it?
No, it doesn't sound bad at all. I mean, if it worked once.
Arby's, by the way, has a new sandwich using curly fries as a condiment.
All right.
You know what? I like Arby's. They've just gone crazy. They got everything in there. Have you seen the one commercial? Like, come in and get 100 euros. It's only this much. Or you can just get two, like a normal person.
Really?
And I'm like, all right, Arby's. Last year, they tested a sandwich called the Arby-Nader. Sounds angry.
The Arby-Nader.
Yeah, which had...
I like the Ralph-Nader.
Half a pound of roast beef and cheese with curly fries on top.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. Basically, you can, it's out now. It'll be available for a few more weeks. But yeah, you can get the Arby-Nader.
Okay.
So it's like a giant beef and cheddar with fries on top. So I don't know if the fries really count as a condiment or just an accoutrement.
Accoutrement.
To the beef and cheddar.
Well, I would just say topping.
But
it's like putting an onion ring on
the cheese,
on a
the cheddar cheese sauce would be
a condiment.
The condiment.
Right.
Yeah. It's still a topping.
Yeah, so this is a topping, right? Because if you put lettuce and tomato on your burger, because you're one of those people, they're just toppings, right? You don't call it a condiment.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's just
technically, I think in the burger world, they call that roughage.
I call it a goddamn salad that you
misplaced. You want roughage? You
know, roughage.
I want the roughage, yeah.
Take a head, Chef. We appreciate it. Still to come on Drink and Toast with a shout of the day. No Ed Sherlock is coming up next.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Picks it.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no Sherlock.
Let's just get to it. Repeat this headline 10 million times. School with major chickenpox outbreak has high vaccination exemption rate.
Well, what do you know about that? No Sherlock.
Ariana Grande covered up another Pete Davidson inspired tattoo.
No Sherlock.
In the United States, right-wing violence is on the rise.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock.
Didn't you find a swastika on the bus just in time for Hanukkah the other day?
Yeah, I was on there yesterday. It was very nice. Very good. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
I love this headline. Millennials spend less money because they have less money to spend.
Oh, no Sherlock.
New research finds there's no right thing to say when you want to be supportive.
No Sherlock.
But there are a lot of wrong things to say. That I can confirm.
There is.
Apparently, there is no right thing to say, but damn near everything you could say, it's the wrong thing to say.
Including calm down.
Oh, not a good one.
I think those are the two worst words
relax.
Put together in the English. Relax, calm down.
I think relax is worse than calm down.
Even are you okay?
But not by much.
Even are you okay can get you in trouble.
It gets you into trouble if you have a follow-up question.
It depends when you ask it.
How you say it.
Right, if somebody's actually, you can tell they're sick, like, are you okay? But if you just look at somebody like, oh, you're in a mood today, are you okay?
Mm-hmm. That's how I use it.
And this one, sit down for this one. Our listeners in Arkansas, I hope you're prepared for this. This is the headline. Officials say that humans, not Satan, behind flaming hole in Arkansas.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast the Irvine Royal Academy in Scotland, located in Scotland.
Scotland.
Are any of you familiar with what's called the clairvoyant night?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's when all the clairvoyant people know to just to get together.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Look, it's a planned event that they do called clairvoyant night. I guess this is an annual thing, but they sell tickets. People buy tickets. It's a big to-do. I believe it's some kind of fundraising effort on behalf of the Irvine Royal Academy. It was, in fact, scheduled for December 3rd. So the big day shows up December 3rd. Well, the Irvine Royal Academy, they had to release a tweet letting people know that they ended up canceling it. But honest to God, they say the guests that were planning to attend our Irvine Royal Academy Clairvoyant Night should know that we have canceled the event due to unforeseen circumstances.
Oh,
that's right. Clairvoyant Night was canceled because something came up that nobody saw coming.
Hmm.
Well, just... We'll just let that sink in for a bit.
A person who claims to have the supernatural ability to perceive events in the future or beyond normal sensory contact.
So again, clairvoyance night. Had you bought a ticket to this event, it was canceled to, and I quote, unforeseen circumstances. Tells me that maybe this thing was kind of a bust. I don't know exactly what it's supposed to be, but oh yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant online for a little profile. This will take caller 9-844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.